As we mentioned earlier, we've been talking about trash for a couple of weeks now here at HPR. And as I said, when we kicked off this series, this really is a follow-up to something we started about 5 years ago. That's when we first took a look around the islands to see where we were with our landfills, our municipal solid waste, and with our planning for the future. Joining me for a little perspective on all of this is one of the reporters who took a deep dive into this topic 5 years ago, Noitani Gawa.
Oh, there are so many punny-type things we can do with this topic.
Here we are nearly 5 years later, and some parts of this story have changed. We have seen some adjustments, but others have not. But there have been some changes, and you've seen that in your reporting.
I know. I've been so interested in our series, and a lot of people have been across the state. Thank you so much for your interest. But it was that first Zero Waste conference that opened my eyes. It happened over there in Hilo, as you say, 2015, in Kona. 5 years ago. And there were several people there from Maui, several from Kauai, of course, several from Big Island, only one from Oahu. And I really wanted to know that that was not an indication of the interest from these islands, of course. I mean, and there was Ruth Abbey there, president of Zero Waste USA, the president of Zero Waste International was there, Captain Charles Moore, who discovered the Pacific Garbage Bag. All these people have so much interest in how Hawaii solves these problems. They have great hope for us here because, obviously, living on islands, the idea of throwing something away.
Limited space.
It doesn't really exist. It doesn't really exist. In fact, it's kind of an abdication of responsibility to think you can just toss something over your shoulder and it disappears. But that whole thing is kind of a reversal of thinking, right? My gosh, I can't throw anything all away. The whole idea of reversing our thinking about waste, it's happening. And I was talking with Raphael Bergstrom, Executive Director of Sustainable Coastlines Hawaii. He's been working with city managers on Honolulu's Integrated Solid Waste Management Plan update. Okay, this is really deep into it, up to the elbows. He says they were slogging along for months. And then one day, they took a whole different kind of preemptive view of the problem.
Specifically, one of the city employees who has been working in waste for years mentioned that their job, as it was told to them for decades, has been, how do you get rid of waste at the end of the line? That was their job. He explained that and he said, it's clicking for us. Source reduction, waste reduction. Wait, we don't have to work on getting rid of waste at the end. And this is moving up the higher ups of the city now, is we can work on getting rid of it before it starts.
And save taxpayers lots of money from not needing to fund constant retrofits and expansions of really expensive waste infrastructure. There's so much benefit from dealing with less stuff in the first place. Yeah, and people are starting to see the light.
That's Nicole Chatterson of Zero Waste Oahu. And, you know, we've been talking about all of how people have been handling things on the various islands. I mean, Zero Waste Maui just got a $10,000 grant from the county, and they're having a big launch next week on the 23rd. Kauai really understands waste management. They got a new crew. They're working on Zero Waste Kauai, and they're planning on ramping up their activities there also.
One of the lines that I recall from someone from Zero Waste, and forgive me, I forget which island it was, but that idea, similarly to what we just heard from Maui, which is the idea of a lot of small steps. Because sometimes you look at problems in life, and sometimes people will walk away and say, oh my gosh, that's too much. We can't deal with that. And the answer in Zero Waste, yes, overall waste reduction, but small steps along the way.
Exactly. And we're finding out that the most specific, most local approaches tend to be the most effective. And that's a really fun thing to kind of find out. I mean, here on Oahu, Honolulu's Chief Resilience Officer, Josh Stambro, called this Bill 40 that was just passed here last December, he called it the most ambitious, comprehensive plastics ban in the country. And that shows that here on Oahu, we're understanding that. We're serious about waste. The council members are serious about waste. And what that translates to is that green technologies, new ideas, come on, we got a home for you here in Hawaii. Now, look, the second statewide Zero Waste Conference set for March, okay? We're looking at what some next steps might be to handling waste. Here's Bergstrom on those next steps.
Because there might be some people out there who are listening to this and they say, I already bring my own bag. I already bring my own water bottle. How do I help transition our whole society? And I would say political advocacy and civic engagement is something that we've neglected for decades now and have let special interests take the power away from us. And so if you are on that level where you're ready to use your voice in a new way, there's so many opportunities from your local neighborhood board to the city council to the state legislature, all the way up to the federal level. Is there's ways to use your voice, and there's ways to get into that governance side of things and help create policy and not be afraid of it. Ultimately, we are the boss of our legislatures, but we have stopped asking them to answer to us. They answer to the plastics industry because not enough of us are showing up. Sometimes we can't be perfect because the options aren't even there to be perfect. We need policy to come in sometimes and control the system in a way that's effective for all of us to make these really positive changes. That happens when we stand up and collectively work on it together.
What do you think about that, Bill?
I think that winding up on the point of civic engagement on the day that the state legislature opens is appropriate, because, again, that idea that getting beyond powerlessness and whether that's with trash, whether that's with any issue that touches your life, getting beyond that idea of, oh, it's too big, I can't do anything about it, countering that is a powerful force.
It is. Complexity doesn't have to scare us off. For sure.
And it is a complex issue. Again, as we over the last 2 weeks have gone in, and in some ways we took 2 weeks on this, and in some ways we're still just scratching the surface. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate, by the way, hearing from a lot of folks saying you should take a look at this and you should take a look at that. And we
exactly.
will. But again, it's an indication these are not simple, but they do require discussion, elucidation, and action ultimately.
Well, from this series, I'm knowing that people across the state really care, and they really have been doing what they can about it. There's a little bit more ahead. And regarding the legislature, I'm super excited about the people we have covering it this year. Ryan Finnerty, Ashley Mizuo, Casey Harlow, Kuve Hiraishi. I mean, I hope that people will make use of us and let us know through that talkback line or however what it is you want to know during this session. That talkback line number, by the way, is 792-8217. Put an 808 in front of that and let us know what you want to learn about this session.
You know, speaking of which, I'm going to give one quick plug for the public access room, too, at the at the legislature, because really they're on the way to becoming a civically engaged citizen. They can help out so much. Noe, thanks so much
Thank
for
you.
Coming along.